Life is Sweet by Val Creative, with Coprine as the narrator,
Space World as Sosuke,
Evil Sapling as Ponya,
Super Mandy Pods as Lisa,
Fairy Fae 13 as Yoshi,
Fortitude Not Panic as Kayo,
Poem Reads as Toki.
Rating, general audiences. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Ponyo. Relationship, Ponyo / Sosuke. Characters, Sosuke, Ponyo, Lisa, Yoshi, Kayo, and Toki. Additional tags, during canon, makeup, nail polish, silly, romantic fluff, growing up together, childhood friends, and triple drabble. Summary. Being friends with a goldfish, now a girl, never gets boring.
Ponyo!
Sosuke laughs, kicking his legs when Ponyo's lips smack wetly, affectionately on his cheek.
Ponyo!
Yes! Ponyo loves Sosuke!
Throwing up her arms, Ponyo squeals noisily and races around the kitchen table.
Hey, hey! Slow down, Missy!
Lisa yells, smiling. She arranges bottles large and small right in front of Sosuke, sitting down.
Let's start with the remover first, Sosuke.
Lisa dumps a clear, stinky liquid onto a cotton swab.
Then what color?
Sosuke gives a hmm while his mom cleans his fingernails, the cotton swab turning a deep oceanic blue.
Green!
He says eagerly.
Like my water pail!
Green!
Oh my!
Yoshi declares, beaming.
Look at your hands, Sosuke!
Kayo grasps them, inspecting.
What a pretty sunbeam color!
She says.
And glittery!
Mom says I can practice painting them myself if I'm careful. And with the senior residents.
Sosuke shows them a little daisy-sewn bag on Ponyo's shoulder that Ponyo quickly turns away with, overly possessive of the item.
May I paint your nails, Toki?
Hmm.
Toki grunts. She narrows her eyes.
I bet you don't have any purple.
I do!
Sosuke turns to Ponyo, who rummages into the shoulder bag instead of him and expectantly holds out a bottle.
That's orange, Ponyo. We need purple.
He explains, nodding understandingly when Ponyo tries again, a tiny bit frustrated.
Good job. Purple.
All of the elderly women, besides Toki, clap enthusiastically.
Will Sosuke paint my nails after?
Ponyo mumbles.
Definitely.
Sosuke says like a promise, laughing again when Ponyo hugs him, even more possessive of Sosuke. Being friends with a goldfish, now a girl, never gets boring. On Wednesday night, Sosuke paints his nails a cherry pink and listens to the radio. He can't wait for tomorrow. Ponyo curls up on the sofa, yawning. Her head drops heavily onto Sosuke's lap.
Night-night, Sosuke.
Night-night.
The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.